Any questions for any of the three presenters?
A couple of them, do they take into effect for the, as far as shrimp, do they take into effect the size of the gear that they used 40 years ago compared to what they're using now? I mean, 40, 50 years ago, they had any used the roller, they used a lot of chain sweep when they were catching shrimp. Nowadays, they got rollers on so big they can almost walk over an island. They don't have a chance to lay their eggs. It's a fact. The other thing I know about lobsters, did you ever take into effect with the declining ground fish, which was the main predator of the lobster? Did you take that into effect so that kind of helps the increase as well?
That's my next step, actually.
Okay.
The change in predation pressure is also another key hypothesis that was driving lobster population up. And that's something that I'm trying to incorporate into my model.
Well, like, as I told you earlier before you started, they were talking about 2012, and we had that really warm year. They were talking about the larvae that year. There wasn't a lot of larvae settlement. They said within 3 or 4 years, watch out, we're going to be devastated. We're going to have a big decline. It hasn't happened. I didn't understand why they said that particular year in different places. As I was telling you, I have tracked a whole string, 3, 4, 5 well-seeded out lobsters. You know, those eggs have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's proven that whatever they said wasn't right. And that's why I said sometimes you've got the industry here, or you've got the scientists here, industry here, and after a while, it kind of levels out.
Are you familiar with the research that Rick Wally is doing on settlements?
Yeah, he is.
Are you familiar with the research that Rick
Wally
is doing on settlements, lobster
settlements? No. I worked years ago with Kyle Wilson's stuff when they first started doing all the CSAM. The information they was giving for the industry was so bogus. There was a guy would come in, say I come in, and they'd take 20, 25 lobsters out, measure them, see what the average size is. How many traps you have to haul, because they lie. Where's your haul? Well, of course they lie about that too. And so finally they got a program going where they did a lot of sea sampling.
Yeah.
I was the only one that did.
So just to address your question about shrimp, none of us really work on the shrimp stock assessment, so we cannot answer that question. But Rick Wally can also is doing research on settlement, and Carl Wilson did his master's with Rick Wally. So the settlement stuff is sort of Rick's area of expertise.
Shrimp has always gone up and down over the years, but I often wonder as the fishery increased, the gear size and stuff got so big, they didn't have a chance to lay any eggs.
I'm sure there's a lot of pressures, including
speaking of temperatures, I'm wondering, is there the increase in biomass of cod, is that the same time temperatures are going up? And the related one is lobster abundance increasing with the temperature also? I thought if that were so, then the southern New England fishery should be just fine. You know, the mid-Atlantic one. So that's what I wondered then, about the relation between the temperature increases and cod biomass.
Yeah, so I think as far as my data goes, I haven't looked at any sort of direct relationship between sea surface temperature or bottom temperature and the biomass. But I think it's an important question. I also don't have that many years in my time series, and typically when you look at whether climate change is impacting biomass or abundance level, you want to look at really long time series, which is why two days is 36 years.
Oh, okay. But any thoughts on lobster abundance and temperature? Is there any info about that?
Yes. So just to give you a very, 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 very quick summary, the lobster has a very certain temperature window that they really prefer. And the Gulf of Maine historically means temperature of Gulf of Maine has been lower than the lobster's preferred thermal range. But the temperature is increasing in the Gulf of Maine, meaning that their environment is kind of shifting into the preferred thermal range. That's one reason that there are increase in lobster abundance. Another reason is that 12 degrees Celsius as their lowest threshold, the lowest level settled in the bottom. And there are not many bottom areas in Gulf of Maine that meet that standard. Because of the increase in temperature, the new nursery ground will also be opening up as this hypothesis. So those are the two key aspects in the loss of life history. The temperature might be working for them to driving their population.
Okay, so that's not reflected in any warming temperatures down in off New Jersey and Maryland? And
right. Those also have an upper limit of temperature. They like to avoid. So 20 degrees Celsius, 20 degrees is their known as their upper physiological threshold velocity. And probably south of New York, there are being maybe too warm. And even Long Island Sound is becoming too warm velocity because the temperature repeatedly exceeding in the summer season above 20 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.